RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Perception Management. I'm your host, Keith Rogers. Tonight is November the 10th, 2019. And thank you for Gator Lips there that was just doing his show there. He had a good show. What are you laughing at, Steve?
Gator Lips.
Got to have something to pick on people with.
All right, Sasquatch, have a good show.
Okay, my best to you. Anyway, you're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. The phone lines are open, and you can call in. The number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, I'm your host, Keith Rogers. Tonight, I'd like to start the show off with a note about vanity. However, I would first like to have Kenneth, that fellow dog lover down there in Texas, play two clips for you back-to-back for your enjoyment. Speaking of dogs, my cute little Loki, whom I've tried to replace the loss of my dear Milo, I lost last year, had a seizure Saturday morning, and it lasted about 3 minutes and had me really worried. The solid open eyes reminded me of a traffic wreck that I had responded to, where a drunk had crossed the line and on a corner there, and he was driving up one of those big hiked-up 1953 raised trucks, and the driver of that truck hit a car, which was headed back from our county fair. It was a grandfather and grandmother and their two grandchildren. The truck's bumper came through the front windshield and killed the grandparents. The grandfather, of course, died instantly. Grandmother had some bleed, which showed that she was alive for a few minutes after the crash there. But anyways, the two grandchildren were in seat belts behind the back seat there, and it looked as though someone had taken a paintbrush and kind of cleaned it, you know, just by flinging it, you know. Their blood from the grandparents is all over there, and those kids' eyes were naturally showing these signs of shock. As a fellow EMT friend and I was checking for the vitals, if any, on the grandparents. That reminded me of how Loki's eyes were looking at me during his little seizure there. That's a story, maybe it might be graphic perhaps to some, but Americans aren't exposed to enough carnage unless it's used towards some political agenda. Like it's bad if ISIS cuts the heads off of someone, but not when a U.S. soldier, say in Vietnam, who cut the ears and testicles off a VC for a damn beer. There's a video on YouTube if you want to watch that. It's called Vietnam, America's Holocaust, where you can watch them personally brag about that. Or throwing a bound alleged VC out from a helicopter from 1,000 feet above just to watch him splat in a rice field below. Hurrah. Anyway, I have two clips up first here, but I have three for total tonight. So with that, I just want to get these clips out of the way, then I'll get in tonight's show. So, Kenneth, could you please play clip 1 and 2 back-to-back, please?
A secret organization is a risk in any society. I believe it's a risk that we must take for the net gain, because I believe it's always going to be there. Now, let's say that we abolish the CIA. It's done so many bad things. Let's don't ever have this kind of intelligence organization again. Do you know what's going to happen? American presidents are strong-willed men. They wouldn't be in that office if they weren't. If they don't have an intelligence service, they're going to create their own. It may not be very big, and they may reach into the loony bin to find the people to run it, and they may call it the plumbers, but they will have it.
But don't you open yourself to blackmail? In other words, if you're involved in a covert operation and you're using elements, like, for instance, the mafia in some of the assassination attempts against Castro, isn't that really a very dangerous thing to get involved in?
You bet it is. It's very, very tricky. The mafia. Aren't you getting into trouble when you use them during World War II? As we now recently read, we use them in New York City. I had only known that we'd use them in Marseille, on the docks there. Of course, it's a tricky business. It's a part of the evaluation that a good intelligence officer and a good policymaker will make in deciding whether to use any person or any instrument or any political organization. There's no question. But it's very tricky.
All right. That was he's now passed there. It was a CIA agent at the time that was being interviewed. This is how your CIA and other firms like FBI and stuff, they have intertwined themselves with the mob. And this is to facilitate different actions in different areas. I have another video later on which will describe that more. But usually that's today sold under the fake model of communism or fighting communism. Where, in fact, as Steve was talking about earlier about unions and stuff, this is to bust up unions, labor reform, wage hikes, any of that stuff. Whatever the people demand, that's communism. No. Why would communists be worried about wages or wage hikes? These are people, peasants in most cases, that are demanding a higher wage. As I brought out on my show last week there with the amount of poverty throughout Latin America and stuff, we see that working for $1.90 a day trying to support a family is a big issue. No wonder there's immigrants, right? Anyway, more and more people don't see what's really important in life. Perhaps that's due to our media that sells you a lifestyle that you don't need. And highlighting that, a scripture from James says, James 4:13 through 14, "Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or to that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why, you do not know even what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes." When I read that, I keep thinking of how the media has gotten people so twisted nowadays. The constant distractions in life, young kids that are twerking their stupid butts. And what's funny is on YouTube, these kids are getting younger and younger, down to 3 or 4 years of age. And, oh, it's so cute to watch them cute, you know, twerking. Or walking around with a cell phone. I was at a store once where a lady had a kid there that was screaming like mad, and she reached into her purse and she grabbed a tablet out and handed it to the kid. My mom would have taken me outside and gave me some attention, I guess you call it. But today it's all in a sales package. And in lieu of that, I watched a video on YouTube there where these people were just getting released from a stadium after some game, whatever it was, baseball, football, whatever like that. And as they were coming out, every single one of them had their eyes glued as they walked to their cell phones, checking their likes just to see what their friends in their socially accepted media craze that they have were saying about their posts prior to going into the game there. Then sadly, more people know about the sports player on their favorite teams, what his or her scores are, or home runs, batting averages, as well as how many touchdowns they scored. Yes, they don't know a thing about what's going on behind the scenes in this or any other country. That's why those sports players, of course, are paid millions of dollars each to distract you. Seems my entire life that I have noticed that people are always in some way forced to pick a side. A political party, a religion, patriotism, freedom or slavery, what team in sports as mentioned, and the list goes on. I think only of the what's most important, and that is which side one stands on when it comes to good versus evil. I heard a saying here not long ago about in politics, always picking the lesser evil. For the Bible thumpers out there, who would Christ pick of the lesser of two evils? And of course, we're back to lifestyles here, and those that advocate certain lifestyles, others are now being required not only to accept it, but there are laws being passed to make it mandatory, even to the point of teaching our children or grandchildren that they must be tolerant of it. No different than saying the sayings of, say, Bill O'Reilly, where he said, if you can't support our troops, then shut up. Speaking of troops, I had one news story I wanted to cover tonight because it was of interest. The Pentagon will shoot any Syrian official who tries to access Syrian oil. Pentagon officials asserted Thursday U.S. military authority over Syrian oil fields because of the U.S. forces are acting under the goal of protecting America from terrorist activity. That sound right? And it would be well within their rights to shoot a representative of the Syrian government who attempted to retake control over that country's national resource. This is your government. The comments came from the Pentagon spokesman Jonathan Hoffman and Navy Rear Admiral William D. Brine, Jr. during a press briefing in which the two men were asked repeatedly about the legal basis of the U.S. in claiming control of the Syrian oil fields. Again, that's article on Zero Hedge. It's more in-depth there, but Mr. Hoffman, as you know, he serves as the chief Pentagon spokesperson for the Department of Defense, which is funny there. He's taught on homeland security and domestic terrorism. But what gets me is he's also taught on law school courses on military justice and immigration law. Does that sound like military justice, where you're illegally in the first place in a country, then you're illegally assuming its oil? And I know the U.S. has got a lot of backlash out of this, and in doing so, now they've just said they're going to give it to the Kurds up there, the PKK, whom to do so they had to delist from the terrorist list, which was a branch of the Kurdish terrorist. We see that over and over again. They did that with Saddam, too. Saddam was first on the terrorist list, and they removed him, and then they started arming him. And then when the Gulf War started, the U.S., all those arms in the U.S. were used to kill U.S. boys over there in Iraq. This cycle just keeps going. And, of course, this Navy Captain William D. Brine, he's the head of this Pacific Coastal Fleet over there and is more in charge with Korea. As you know, Korea is more important. Too bad he couldn't take one of them ships up and down the west coast there and look at Seattle or San Francisco of all the tent cities and those people crap in the street. The real enemy is over in Korea. However, tonight, the reason I want to bring up all this is I think of all those former CIA, NSA, as well as the others in the FBI and law enforcement, those that have come forward as to the corruption in their agencies. This would include those like then Bradley Manning when he used to have balls. He may still have them, but anyway. Edward Snowden, and then Julian Assange of WikiLeaks. Perhaps those are the good compared to those who abhor those who blow the whistle. And I've highlighted on this about this Abu Ghraib when the leak came forth of leaking those photos, that there were those that, like Bradley Manning and Julian Assange, where there's U.S. personnel that actually call for the deaths of those that expose the crimes of the state. These are company men. Of course, however, if you don't like the destruction of other countries and the killings of millions of people over lies, you should heed Bill O'Reilly's admonition there to just shut up. There's governments today who, within their actions, like the United States, that is now withdrawing from the human rights organizations, threatens to arrest the ICC court judges, as well as pulling their travel visas, who's withdrawn from the non-proliferation nuclear agreements, withdrawn from the P5 plus 1 agreements with Iran, as well as those who sent or is sending the sons of Americans many thousands of miles away to wage wars of aggression, killing millions of innocent civilians, as well as those who defend their countries from that aggression. They just again change the name. A jihadist or an insurgent is not a patriot in their country defending their land from an illegal occupation or invasion. Another scripture I had for you was James 1:22-25, where it says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like." Many people refuse to see things as they are. As an example, many Americans don't care what, say, Israel is doing to the Palestinian people, believing that God today is a real estate agent, and where here domestically they whine about immigration in a land that was not only stolen from the Native Americans who had their own great spirit, or in the case of the Mexican-American War, which was a conflict between the United States and Mexico, fought from April 1846 to February 1848. Won by the Americans and damned by its contemporary critics as expansionism, it resulted in the U.S. gaining more than 500,000 square miles of Mexican territory, extending westward from the Rio Grande to the Pacific Ocean. Where is all the immigration that we find today? Usually throughout Texas, Arizona, California. And Americans are indignant about that. Well, these, as you can imagine, are where you would see today, where others might feel at the theft of their lands and the invasion of those European immigrants now known as we Americans. This spills over into modern wars and occupations too, where this country just goes into another country, as mentioned, and takes whatever it wants. We as Americans are supposed to be patriots and support all this, including the millions who either are starved to death due to U.S. sanctions or the outright killings of those. The only lives that matter are those of United States or Americans. Then we have this government who continues to overthrow other governments, replacing them with their rapacious dictators or leaders, who are outright fascist or neo-Nazis, who in turn kill their own people by the many thousands. Also, that country is now friendly to U.S. corporations and their U.S. interests. And the phone lines are open, 1-800-313-9443, and the chat room is perceptionmanagement@chattango.com. Imagine that if you are one of those fleeing those dictators and hoping to build a better life and gaining better wages to support you or your family, only then to get deported or sent back home and perhaps killed by that very government set up by the United States and its vassal powers. There's a good video on YouTube about Australia and its slave labor forces. It's a must to watch. These immigrants coming into Australia are going to what they call labor brokers, and no one knows who they are. Anyway, I'll get back to that here in a second. We've got a break coming up here. Again, 1-800-313-9443, and we'll catch you on the other side.
If you want a lover, I'll do anything you ask me to. And if you want another kind of love, I'll wear a mask for you. If you want a partner, take my my hand, or if you wanna strike me down in anger, here I stand, I'm your man. If you want a boxer, I will step into the ring for you. And if you want a doctor, I'll examine every inch of you.
Propaganda all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Well, my friends are gone and my hair is gray. I ache in the places where I used to play, and I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming on. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song. I said to Hank Williams, how lonely does it get? Hank Williams hasn't answered yet, but I hear him coughing all night long. Oh, 100 floors above me in the Tower of Song.
Welcome back, everyone, to Perception Management here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I got one more thought here, and I'll pick up Chance in West Virginia here in just a second here. But in that video there on the slave labor that is in Australia, and this has been traced to many other countries, they're going to what they call labor brokers. No one knows who the labor broker is. These guys are promised, and some are actually extradited from their countries through other mass programs there, to go down into, say, Australia and, process 50 chickens within an hour. And they're supposed to get like $25 an hour, and they only get paid like $13. And they also, out of that $13, have to pay for their residence, which actually is a room with a bunch of sheets strung in between for privacy. If they complain, they are turned in by their labor brokerers and deported. It's a vicious cycle that they have. You can only imagine what's being done here in America with the amount of immigrants that do make it in here through different coyote measures and stuff, and also in England and other Western countries. They depend on this slave labor, just like Donald Trump himself said that corporations need immigrants. So with that, Chance in West Virginia, good evening, sir. How are you doing tonight?
Yes, hello, Keith. When you opened up with the story about that family who were killed in that car accident, I don't think there was any need for you to apologize for that, because things like this need to be told to people because they don't realize how fragile and precious life is, especially with tomorrow being Veterans Day and all. And I'm speaking from experience because I've actually, myself, I beat the odds against cancer going on 15 years ago. By all rights, I should not be alive today, but for the grace of God, I am. And but like I said, people need to be reminded how fragile life can be, and it could be taken away. It could be taken away in an instant.
Yeah, it can, Chance. That the driver of that vehicle fled the scene and was captured 5 months later and charged with double manslaughter, vehicular homicide, you know. But, you know, that's no different to when you read a story here about an alleged school shooting there, and then you read a story that says the U.S., in dropping a bomb in Mosul, may have killed hundreds. I mean, Americans never think of this because our media sanitizes everything. And
reality should be pointed out to people. Nothing can be sugar-coated. This is why they take life for granted. They don't seem to realize that it could be taken in the blink of an eye, and this is why they send their sons and daughters off to war. They don't think these things through. And like I said, there's no need for you to apologize. You're just being honest. For people who can't deal with that are people who don't want to face, I guess, mortality. They think they're going to live forever. And I'm living proof, and I'm sure there's millions of more people also. It's a shame that people have to be reminded of their own...
Chance, yes, what that reminds me of is in the video Collateral Murder, where the U.S. in its war on journalists gunned down those Reuters journalists there. The cockpit voices tell the entire story. There's an archive video called U.S. and NATO War Crimes in Afghanistan. And as the U.S. drops these Moab bombs and stuff, the U.S. soldiers are in the background screaming, F yeah! You know, it's the glory of death. Just like these video games where you can personally adjust the blood splatter and stuff. What gets me, though, is in real life, if you watch these old archive videos of World War One, World War Two, or Vietnam or like that, a soldier, regardless of whichever side, who is gut shot, laying there with his hand over it, clasping his wound, is all crying to their mama. They're all the same.
Yeah,
anyway, hang on. We'll be
back. Sure.
We'll be back right after the break here, okay? Stay tuned, everyone.
Small roadside cafe. The waitress was sweeping the floor. Two truck drivers drinking their coffee. Two Okie kids by the door. How much are them candies, they asked her. How much have you got, she replied. We've only a penny between us. Them's two for a penny, she lied.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Xtendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Xtendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Xtendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
All my life I've been so lonesome. If happiness came, I missed the call. All my dreams have been so aimless, and now I'm so tired of it all. In life and love, I've been a loser. And too many tears had to fall. And nothing but broken vows and promises. Now I'm so tired of it all.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Perception Management. I'm currently talking with Chance in West Virginia, and I wanted to say one thing. You know, Now, the last 17 shows, I have highlighted all the corruption through all the different intelligence agencies that have killed millions of people for the benefit of corporations. But, you know, all that used to be done in covertly, secretly, but is now being done right out in the open, not only before Americans, but the entire world. And just as, say, those in Latin America who fled those Vichy governments that were installed by the West here, and those Vichy governments, of course, are now called internationally accepted. But they weren't when those people of their own countries voted and elected their own leaders with their own democracy. Don't forget the U.S. now. You're either with us or against us. Anyway, Chance.
Yeah, and see, Keith, we live in a culture of death now. It's one thing gracefully accepting death and not having fear of it if it should come. Well, it's another thing totally to glorify it and to run away from it the way people do. They don't realize the fragility of it. And that's why when you apologized, I said to myself, there's no need to apologize. Unfortunately, these things happen. We're all going to wind up in a situation, some quicker than others, and people need to be reminded, I guess, just the value of life.
Well, you know, what gets me, Chance, what gets me is like down in Vietnam, when you saw those U.S. napalming out of their massive, whether they were using B-52s or what, but they did that saturation gelled gasoline napalm bombing there. And Americans didn't see on the ground what that napalm was doing. And these were villages that they were burning out, and women and children. And they didn't get to see the burnt out torsos or the smoking bodies. And, of course, the media is not going to show you that.
And this is why the people don't understand the atrocity and the horrors of this. And that's a shame. You know, I mentioned a song on Steve Elkin's show earlier today, and there's another verse in that song by Bob Seger, No Man's Land. It says, and still others walk on by pretending not to see. And this is the problem. This is the problem with people.
We're being robbed of humanity.
Yes, we are, but it's up to the people to change the paradigm, and until they do, they're not going to have any humanity.
No, it's like Greta, that little activist there. If she's more worried about climate change, we're at a time now where the Military Times has that article about lowering the inscription or draft age to 16. You would think that she'd be more wise to stop in these illegal wars, because she may be along in there, since women will be drafted, transgenders, gays, all this stuff. You'd think they'd be more interested in stopping these illegal wars before they too have to become victims and see this. And that's why we have so many soldiers nowadays, active duty, that are committing suicide, realizing it's all a lie, as well as the veterans that fought that. You know?
And that proves my point, doesn't it? It proves your point and my point. Death is something we're all going to have to face, and to foist it on people and to delegitimize it, like I said, it's so fragile. You never know. We can all be gone in the blink of an eye, like those poor folks that you mentioned in the beginning of your show. And it pains me to have to watch people not realize this. You don't wait for something to happen to you to realize the value of life. Realize that it could be ended in the blink of an eye. You know, and tomorrow being Veterans Day and all, I don't know, Keith. But never apologize, though, for showing or mentioning what you mentioned. It seems to me, unfortunately, people need to be reminded. To be reminded.
Yeah. Yes, Chance, yes, there's other stories. You know, as a quick responder, you're usually the first on the scene long before the ambulances get there. And, of course, you're assessing the accident, whatever like that, to then call for either medevac or what like that, you know. We had one where a spud truck driver who had hit a farmer that had a round bale on the back of his tractor there, hit him at 65 miles an hour. Inside the cab, a farmer that I know really well, his entire scalp was peeled back and his ear and stuff was just flopping there. You know, and some people cannot take the caliber of seeing blood and stuff, and they faint when they see it. But they don't realize that the families of those bombed by the United States and their coalition members do this daily to people.
Exactly, exactly. And that's the tragedy of it all. They've desensitized people to death, and we've all, I'm sure most of your listeners, we've all dealt with, you know, death in our families or our loved ones. We've all, and to desensitize it and not show it for what it is, if they showed it for what it is, it would make people better people.
I mean, let's go there, Chance. I got Ken in New York here, but you know, I was going to say, remember the United States, most people take their the dead loved ones go to an undertaker to do all the dirty work. Whereas over in, say, the Middle East, you see those entire funeral processions that reach for miles of people carrying their dead loved ones who have to prepare the body and stuff as a family. And this is what Americans don't understand is death has been removed from the picture. But anyway, thank you for calling in. I always do appreciate your comments. Okay.
God bless you now, Keith.
All right, same to you there. Ken in New York, good evening. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Hi, how are you doing, Keith? That was a good call. I want to clarify what you said earlier. Are we within our right to shoot a Syrian official if he's accompanied by Russians?
Well, in the first place, I would be careful on the pluralisms there, because the United States might do something, but I would never do that. Remember, this is all being done in our names, though. But remember, this is Syria. The United States is illegally in Syria to begin with, illegally seizing oil. And I mean, this shows you how rogue the United States government is.
We've become the...
The rebirth
of the Roman Empire.
They have become.
Rather, yes.
Yeah, you know, if the same principles of Nuremberg were applied, those who aided and abetted were also hung. And to take part in that by saying we, our, you know, I wouldn't do it. I'm sorry. I have a conscience.
No, you're right. You're right. That's all I have for tonight. Thank you.
All right. Sounds good. I got another video here coming up here for you, too. So, but anyway, I do appreciate you calling in, though, Ken. You take care, okay? All right. Now, I've been kind of highlighting here the first clip and then now the second clip. Now I got a third clip here. Now, we were talking about some mob relations here. What's important, as I was mentioning before, communists do not demand higher wages, and communists don't seek unions to organize their labor to make sure that they're getting paid a fair wage. So with that, I'd like to play clip number 3. It's 3 minutes and 11 seconds long, and I hope you enjoy it.
A general transport strike, stopping the shipment of fuel and food in a country cold and hungry. Strikes are the communist tactic as the Marshall Plan develops economic aid to support freedom in France. The American program, bitterly opposed by communists.
The early days of the Marshall Plan, when there were some political strikes called by communist trade union forces and perhaps communist political elements, to try to defeat the Marshall Plan, to try to block foreign aid from being unloaded. It became a matter of breaking these strikes. And the U.S. government, through Central Intelligence, called upon Irving Brown and Jay Lovestone to try to organize a counter move. And, of course, if you want to break a strike, you go to boys who have big bare knuckles and who know how to wield the cudgels. And they turned to what could best be described as the Corsican Mafia, under the leadership of a well-known Corsican racketeer by the name of Ferry Pisani, who became really a paid agent of Central Intelligence and collaborated with Irving Brown and Lovestone in their operation to break the strikes.
In about 1953, I terminated funds for Ferry Pisani. Of course, Brown did not like this, but there was nothing for Ferry Pisani to do at that time. And probably he was involved in smuggling heroin going through Marseille, and he didn't need our money. During the executive board meeting of the ICFTU, I was acting labor attaché, and I was escort officer for Mr. and Mrs. George Meany and Mr. Meany's secretary, Virginia Tihas. On the last evening of their stay in Brussels, as I was driving Mr. Meany, Mrs. Meany, and Mr. Meany's secretary back to the Metropole Hotel, we got into discussion about European labor and international labor, and perhaps it was unfair of me to go into this kind of dialogue with George Meany, because he did not know that I was working for CIA and that I had once been Washington case officer for Irving Brown's labor projects in France. I was the one who set his budget and cut his budget. So it was unfair, perhaps from that point of view, but I did take him on, and I gave him my views on how unpopular Irving Brown was, and as a consequence, how much damage he was doing free labor and discrediting people that he associated with because he had the reputation, I knew it was deserved, of being a big money bag man for CIA.
Well, let me give you the time setting here. Remember, this is right after the massive bombing of Europe. France, of course, totally devastated. People trying to rebuild after the U.S. and their allied terror bombings, Germans bombing, they needed to rebuild. And, of course, how can you do that on a little bitty wage? And so they called for strikes in the outfits that they were working for. And this was all labeled off as communism. Of course, as I've mentioned before, they have been busting unions for years, all down through Latin America, here in America. Remember, these unions used to work for the people. We had 40 hours a week, health care, vacations, time off, overtime pay, sick leave, pregnancy leave, all that's gone, and it's all part-time jobs with no benefits today. So I hope you see where I'm going with that. Anyway, I know I'm not very patriotic in saying this, but I should be more like those supported, say, by the U.S. government, like those over in Israel, shouldn't I? You know, those that, as patriots, should be saying that we should nuke them dirty bastards. I mean, this is the mindset of many Americans. I listen to all those callers on the other shows that call in and quote all them nice scriptures that they only seem to apply to other people and not to themselves. Hence why I started out with the two scriptures here, noting how we are missed appearing for about a little while, and how people learn things but then can't, after self-examine a mirror, then lose what knowledge they had after leaving that mirror. Namely, if you don't see what's wrong in this country, then go look in a mirror, because it starts with you. Politicians are allegedly elected to represent we the people, so there's your problem. The people are basically the swamp. They're all in there, and they're all in it for themselves. I was looking at the stock market close for yesterday. It was based on 94% greed. Stock market does nothing for the American people. It only does those for corporate interest. I remember when my father would grab me by the nape of my neck and sit my butt down for a lesson in life, and I had to listen to him tell me what I was actually doing wrong. Did I like that? No. Yet, as it is said, there is much wisdom at the feet of the elderly man. And, of course, why? Because they've lived a life of pain and sorrows, and they only want you to not have to go through all that same pain that they had. Yet it's always dismissed as, that was in your day. People love their independence, and it is their right to screw up, right? God always gave correction in a loving way. Some had to have it beaten into them and say wandering in a wilderness for 40 years, whatever. But there's a reason why they don't teach history in the United States. Here in Montana, I live as a white man on an Indian reservation, an annex to that which would be like looking at the Palestinians over in Gaza. When you start looking at U.S. history, you see what's really going on. When they found the Black Hills gold over in the south hills of the Dakotas, then you understand why Custer's Last Stand was there. Or in the 1890s, where you can view the images of piles of tens of thousands of bison skulls, where they systematically starved the savages, you know, which continues in our modern times. But hey, let's give them a casino to blow their monthly per capita checks on. The house always wins, right? I have an idea. Let's put Mount Rushmore there to make a mark our spot there, much like the Israelis do by placing their giant menorah on the White House lawn. My dogs normally just piss on a shrub to mark their territory. Then pushing the natives into reservations where gradually their lives would fall into high unemployment, drugs, crime, and drinking, of course. And then, of course, the poisoned by this depleted uranium. We hear about Hillary Clinton and Uranium One over there in Russia, but we don't hear about the Navajos and the Lakota Indians that had their reservations destroyed, poisoned, and stuff by the mining of said uranium. And, of course, from that uranium is used in nuclear power and arms to kill others with. Uranium that would later end up over in Iraq, Afghanistan, Kosovo, and other areas to continue its shelf life of killing by poisoning all the land, water. Who cares, right? Just some damn Arab Muslims and others. Who gives a crap about them? They're not Americans. I've highlighted here all the CIA-sponsored genocides of countless millions all throughout Vietnam, Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, Guatemala, East Timor, Latin America. And that only benefited U.S. corporations. Genocides that still continue into the Middle East, Ukraine, the Baltic states. Only American lives matter. As a note, those who expose the lies of alleged shootings at schools are targeted because there always has to be a threat of American lives are at risk to continue this agenda and that carnage. All done in your name, and it's all done for security that is never existent because you can only imagine a U.S. soldier who's allegedly fighting someplace for his freedoms back home, only to see a police state that continues to grow and grow and grow, as well as a censorship. I mean, can't plant a garden in your own yard, vine for grass over 8 inches tall, kids have to have a permit to mow lawns, sell lemonade. I mean, the list goes on and on. This is the freedoms they have back home. I can just hear Jesus declaring that now. You can't spout your Bible-thumping message of God loves us all, right? Just hear the words from his own mouth, too, right? Forget the two greater commandments of love. This is what our problem is today, is love has been so far removed from the picture now. We're into a lust. I was surprised this morning logging onto Twitter that one of the taglines was Seductive Sunday. And I thought, well, that's odd. Usually Sunday was a church day. I mean, this is how bad they are perverting this country. Seductive Sundays. In King County, I watched a video where a drag queen had stripped off his or her underwear thing that he or she was wearing to the cheers of little kids in the library. We are running into some sick times here in this country. If someone wants to live that kind of lifestyle, they're more than welcome to me to do that. I remember years ago I heard of a group called Out in Montana. It was those of the LGBTQ community that had moved out into the wilderness and wanted to be left alone. Now they parade down Main Street, and they want you to accept their entire lives, and if you don't, you can wind up in jail or fined. I've been suffering for a medical condition here for over 2.5 years. I can't get help. But if I misgender someone like that, not only could I be charged, arrested, but also I'd be having to pay a fine, and it's all so fast. I mean, they are running these through the courts like mad. This shows you the plight of our country here. And again, there are more important things in life other than twerking. The amount of videos I watch, I kind of get a kick out of these fail videos on YouTube there, but I watch guys run, jump on these tables they set up at these parties and stuff, slamming into those things, breaking them and stuff. And I keep thinking, why do they do that? You got to replace the table. You know, that's money, you know. Or these kids that are playing these game box things and they lose. A stupid digital man, they lose, and they tear the hell out of their room, smashing monitors, keyboards, remotes, all this stuff. Or the parent gets finally tired of it and goes in there with a hammer or takes a gun and shoots the game box and stuff or runs over it with their vehicle, and you watch the kid go into a total meltdown. I ain't got my game. I remember when I was younger, I used to go out and mow lawns and stuff. Entrepreneurship, learn how to work. All my friends, whether they're black, Korean, Mexican, whatever like that, you know, or Hispanic, we all had jobs. Everyone I knew went out and they first got an apartment, then they got a home. They had their own vehicles. They worked for things. They didn't want it handed to them in life. And this is where I see this push for socialism here in this country here, because whenever you take from someone, you got to, you know, or whenever you give to someone, you got to take from someone else. And is that the direction this country should be going? And now we find out that more and more of these churches are involved in this other backpedaling stuff. That's perhaps why they're getting their 501c3 charter tax exemptions there, is that they play along with this system. Because God knows, and if Romans says that give unto Caesar what's due to Caesar, eventually God's going to want your guns, right? But and I don't advocate the use of firearms or anything else, just as much as when Steve had a caller last week that had mentioned assassinating bankers. I wouldn't advocate that either. Nonviolent. The only way to dethrone people is to take their money away from them. They've said that about Hillary. Why not dethrone these corporate entities? You can bet here in the stock market here shortly, they're going to be talking about their holiday sales. They're really depending on their holiday sales. And that's all they are, it's holidays. Christmas used to be something where if you watch one of those old Cary Grant movies or something like that, Jimmy Stewart, where Christmas meant something. It was a bringing together of families and stuff. But today it's almost like it's Christ's birthday, but everyone gets together and gives gifts to each other and doesn't give anything to Christ. So with that, I guess that's the end of my show here. Robert with Incendiary Radio is up next. Thank all those in the chat room and Kenneth in the control room. And again, thanks to all the listeners out there in RBN here. Please help support the system there, and we'll catch you next week there. Anyway, 73s, as they say, from Montana, and we'll catch you next week.
Regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem, Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.